Happy New Year to you. This is the first of the 2016 edition of the Grillin' Guys, and we're talking a little bit about out with the old and in with the new, and it probably wouldn't be appropriate unless we talk a little bit about fitness. Everybody on earth has a New Year's resolution, and a lot of them have to do with, you know, maybe knocking a few pounds off. What you thinking, Bob?
I'm thinking every year I make New Year's resolutions, and some stick and some don't.
Right. Pretty typical.
Recently, I think because we have some winter trips planned and stuff, we decided we're tired of gaining weight and looking out of shape. And my wife actually picked up the challenge and really started going at it and been studying on it. And we've actually had a membership at Snap for a long time. We let it lapse, and we're just getting that going again. And that's what made me think about them, because they're just all over the country. And I think like about everybody for a New Year's resolution says they're going to get in better shape, because they sell treadmills, they sell ellipticals and all this stuff. So anyway, one of the Snap Fitness owners is here with us. His name is Ryan Lothian. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
Yeah. So Snap Fitness, I mean, they've just gotten to be huge. People want to work out, but we're not always so committed, you know?
Yeah, people love to work out, but it's difficult. They have tough schedules. They have a lot going on. Busy life. We try to make it easy for people. Snap Fitness is open 24/7, so you can come in and work out when it's convenient for you.
Do you have people there that'll help? I was a college athlete, but holy crap, that was 35 years ago. So I am the consummate 50-something guy that's out of shape, haven't darkened the door of a gym in probably 25 years, but yet would like to, you know, I've got a sore lower back here, I've got a blown-out shoulder 3 years ago, blah, 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 right? I need some help in getting me started with a program. Do you have people there that can help with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. All of our locations, we have certified personal trainers. Part of the startup process for you is to meet with them. They'll go over any health history, any concerns you have about exercise, and get you started on a plan.
Okay. The concern I would have is that I don't know, literally, I don't know how much to do at the beginning. And do you just let your body tell you? What do you think about that, Bob? You've been hitting it hard on a
plan. And you know what? We joined Snap, I'm going to say 4 years ago. And it was one of the things that annoyed me when we signed up, is that they had these personal trainers that always wanted to talk to me and bother me. And I was like, I know what I'm doing. I don't know, work out. So come to find out, one of our friends worked there. And then once I realized it was Denise, it was like easy to talk. You know, it wasn't some stranger. Actually, both of the managers, the personal trainers at the Lowell branch, are friends of our family. So it's real easy now for us to just talk about anything or let them help us. But at first, I put up the roadblocks like crazy, because I'm this big, tough guy. I don't want anybody telling me how to work out, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's stereotypes. It's
right.
It's these, I don't know what you call them, but roadblocks you put in your head where it's like, no, don't touch me, you know, or don't push me. I think it was what it was, is don't push me, don't hold me accountable.
Right.
You know, because I want to be lazy.
Right, yeah. You know, the common mistake is hitting it too hard, too fast, and your body's sore, and then you're miserable. So when you meet with the trainers, they go over, this is the cardio, how to get the equipment started. You know, everybody thinks they know how to do it, the right posture, the right way to exercise. But if you don't have good posture and you're in the free weight area, there's a chance you're going to get hurt. So working with a trainer, having them help you, it's a great way to go.
So you have free weights and machines?
Yep, free weights and machines.
Okay, cardio stuff, obviously the free weights, the benches, but there are spotters there, people that can help, all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, you meet with them, and they get you going, they answer questions, and then we have a 30-day follow-up. So what questions do you have after 30 days? How do you need to change things? You know, what's going on that way for you?
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and we're talking right now with a gentleman named Ryan Lothian, who owns a bunch of Snap Fitnesses. And basically, you're part of a group of Snap Fitnesses all over Michigan, and you guys kind of work as a team. You've got you've got gyms literally all over Michigan. So I get my membership in Lowell. Now I'm going to travel up to Houghton Lake to go to Tip Up Town, which we got to talk about, Jop, and going to be up there for a few days. I can hit the Snap Fitness in Gaylord.
That's
right. Grayling.
Yep, Gaylord, Grayling. All of our clubs, you have a door access card. You scan it, and it lets you in 24 hours a day. So West Michigan, there's over 30 locations nationwide, over 2,000 locations. So no matter where you go, you got your Snap card, and you go, your exercise routine's intact.
Now, I got to tell you, my college-age boys are athletes, and they love their Snap cards. Honestly, love them. And they're usually losing them, so they're trying to take ours. But, of course, the girls in Lowell know them, and they just let them in. I shouldn't tell you that. But you probably buy a lot more cards for our family than any other family.
So my question is there anybody in the shop that could talk a little bit about diet? Because it seems to be such an important part of what's going on with fitness. Do you have anybody there that works with that a little bit?
You know, we do. We've got a couple different things, and it varies a little bit by locations. In two of my gyms, I have certified nutrition consultants. So what they are is they're personal trainers who went out and got extra nutrition certification. So they're able to talk about it. A standard personal trainer can't. So you need to ask them if you're going to Snap or any gym, you know, are you certified to help me with nutrition?
That would be fun to incorporate that into some of our grilling ideas.
Absolutely.
To really move our stuff. Because you and I like to hit the big, heavy stuff. But honestly, I grill a ton of vegetables, and I bet you they've got millions of ideas for veggies and lighter fare. A fish and ways to do that.
Well, and we're all about sauces, and we're all about seasoning profiles and things of that nature, that maybe there's ways that we could do something a little bit different and obtain the same or a similar result, but I've cut a bunch of the fat out or something of that nature. Those are kind of things that
sounds horrible.
Right, I know it does, but turning over the new leaf for 2016 as the theme of the show is that maybe that's something that...
maybe we shouldn't turn that leaf over. Yeah, I'm kind of happy.
Pretty good, dirty side up, right?
Yeah. Well, I know that right now I've been spending a lot of time on the cardio side because it makes me feel good. And I just work out. I get a really good sweat. I am wringing wet when I'm done after about a half an hour. And I feel like I'm getting back into shape. I'm not there yet, but you hit the nail right on the head. People go at it too fast. 4 years ago, I started running again because I used to run a lot. And I didn't for 10 years. And I went at it. And after a couple of days, I was like right at it, bang, up to 6 miles. After 2 weeks, my feet were killing me. And I just thought, well, pain, no pain, no gain. Wrong. Yeah. I was getting, you know, fasciitis or whatever you call it. My feet were wrecked for 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes it where you don't want to exercise.
So you, I know you were talking earlier about you had time in the Scouts. I was a Boy Scout. You were actually an Eagle Scout.
That's right. That's right. Yep. And one of the favorite things I like to do is cook over the fire. Whether it's, you know, canoeing with the guys up in Sylvania Wilderness area up north, you know, taking steaks to throw over the wood fire. Or 1 year we even held a cowboy Christmas where we cooked over cast iron. And I love cooking over the cast iron. You can make some fantastic food with the smoke flavor, the natural smoke flavor. It's just fantastic, and I don't think you can beat that.
We had Lodge Cast Iron on the show a few months ago. And Jop and I are both huge cast iron fans. Matter of fact, he came to our family Christmas, and he saw my boys were even getting cast iron for Christmas presents. Yeah, we like to cook in our house, and cast iron's awesome. But do you have a favorite cast iron thing on the fire you want to talk real quick?
Well, you know, desserts are always good, you know, and one of the reasons I like to work out is it lets me eat the desserts and not feel guilty. You know, a good cobbler, cherry cobbler.
Those are nice.
You know, in the cast iron is really tough to beat. Yep,
yeah.
Yep, in the Dutch oven.
That's cool. Well, listen, Ryan, Snap Fitness, if you want to get more information, do you have a website?
Yep, snapfitness.com, and you can search for a location near you just by putting in your zip code.
That's awesome.
Very good.
You should do that.
Well, coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station for the first time in 2016, and we're going to talk a little bit about a Tuscan pasta salad and a few other things. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.